Second Chronicles 22. Then the people of Jerusalem made Ahaziah, the youngest son of Jehoram, king in his place, since the raiders who had come into the camp with the Arabs had killed all the older sons. So Ahaziah, son of Jehoram, became king of Judah. Ahaziah was 22 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 1 year. His mother's name was Athaliah, the granddaughter of Omri. Ahaziah also walked in the ways of the house of Ahab, for his mother was his counselor in wickedness. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord, as the house of Ahab had done. For to his destruction they were his counselors after the death of his father. Ahaziah also followed their counsel, and went with Joram, son of Ahab, king of Israel, to fight against Hazael, king of Aram, at Ramoth-Gilead. But the Arameans wounded Joram, so he returned to Jezreel to recover from the wounds they had inflicted on him at Ramah, when he fought against Hazael, king of Aram. Then Ahaziah, son of Jehoram, king of Judah, went down to Jezreel to visit Joram, son of Ahab, because Joram had been wounded. Ahaziah's downfall came from God when he went to visit Joram. When Ahaziah arrived, he went out with Joram to meet Jehu, son of Nimshi, whom the Lord had anointed to destroy the house of Ahab. So while Jehu was executing judgment on the house of Ahab, he found the rulers of Judah and the sons of Ahaziah's brothers who were serving Ahaziah, and he killed them. Then Jehu looked for Ahaziah, and Jehu's soldiers captured him while he was hiding in Samaria. So Ahaziah was brought to Jehu and put to death. They buried him, for they said, "He is the grandson of Jehoshaphat, who sought the Lord with all his heart." So no one was left from the house of Ahaziah with the strength to rule the kingdom. When Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she proceeded to annihilate all the royal heirs of the house of Judah. But Jehoshabeath, daughter of King Jehoram, took Joash, son of Ahaziah, and stole him away from among the sons of the king who were being murdered. And she put him and his nurse in a bedroom. Because Jehoshabeath, the daughter of King Jehoram, and the wife of Jehoiada the priest, was Ahaziah's sister, she hid Joash from Athaliah so that she could not kill him. And Joash remained hidden with them in the house of God for 6 years while Athaliah ruled the land.